You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about discipline. We're going to talk about discipline equals happiness. I posted this post on my Instagram account about 4 days ago. And funny enough, this post got the least amount of likes and comments out of all my posts in the past few weeks. And reason why is pretty self-explanatory. I know that everyone is in search of success, of money, of power, of really like living a life that they can be proud of. But when it boils down to what they need to do in order to achieve those things, everybody turns their head the other way and they kind of shy away from hard work. So for those of you, though, that are listening to the podcast right now, they're going out of the way to gain more knowledge. I think it's worth for you to get some context for this post so you really understand what I mean by it. Now, before we get started, please share this podcast or this very episode with someone that you know is struggling with discipline, because as you will see from this post, discipline is the single most important ingredient that will get you what you want in life. Point number one. Bliss is unconditional happiness. It happens when you are at peace with yourself. Now, I want to distinguish happiness from bliss. So happiness is a feeling of happiness, of course, that you get from something that has happened to you. Let's say, for example, you meet someone that you haven't seen in a long time and you're very happy about it. That's pretty straightforward, right? You see someone, you care about them, you haven't seen them in a long time, you're happy. Or you got a promotion, you're happy. Or your wife got you a present, you're happy. Or you bought a present for your wife, you see your wife's very happy, now you're happy. So happiness has a cause. Now, bliss, on the other hand, is that feeling of being at peace with yourself where people, you see them walk down the street, they have a smile on their face, but you don't know why. And they probably don't even know why, because there's nothing in particular that has changed in their life to make them feel that way. That is just their state of mind, period. So bliss comes when there's no problems that are fogging your mind and your brain, all right? Now, with this said, let's say in turn, you're at peace with yourself when you stay true to your potential. So think about this. If you have a goal and the goal is to, I'm going to use again the example of getting a promotion or starting a business. Let's use getting a promotion right now. And you know that today, although you haven't gone to promotion yet because it's a process, right? But you know that today you woke up, you did all the work that you needed to do, you're on track, you are moving forward as a person, you are getting better as a person every day, you're staying true to your potential, right? So when that happens at the end of a long day where you worked hard, you go for a walk, there's really nothing that bugs you in your mind. You're in a state of bliss at that moment. You're staying true to your potential. You know that you're on the right track. You haven't gone what you wanted yet, but you're just happy. You're just in a state of bliss because everything is in its right place. Now, with that said, and the third and last point here, it says, since discipline is the key to achieving anything you want in life, the more disciplined you are, the more at peace with yourself you will be. Again, this is a circle. It goes back to it. If you have discipline, you wake up in the morning and you do what you're supposed to do, even though you feel like maybe you wake up, you have a bit of a headache and you're like, I don't want to work today, but you are disciplined and you're still able to push through and do everything that you need to do. At that point, at the end of the day, you will feel good about yourself. You will be at peace with yourself. You're staying true to your potential. You're going to be in a state of bliss. Bliss equals happiness. You have to understand, and I'm gonna basically turn this on its head right now. There's a lot of people out there that tell you, oh, life is meant to be enjoyed, and then what they do, they just chill all the time, they watch the game, they eat food that they're not supposed to, and in that moment, it seems that they're at peace with themselves because, you know, they're doing, you know, what they thought they wanted to do, what they want to do at that moment. But then you see these people, they're going to get overweight, they're going to get, you know, they're basically not saving any money, they're doing a lot of things that is actually taking them away from what their main goals were in life. Maybe have a good family, have a nice job, and be happy in general. So these types of people will most times end up in a state of anxiety, depression, or just even at the very least are going to be stressed out because life is moving on, but they haven't been able to catch up with what their best version of yourself, their, themselves was in their mind. So with that said, guys, make sure to be disciplined every single day. Come wake up in the morning, do what you're supposed to do, and then go to bed and trust the process. Within a few months, you'll start seeing amazing results and you'll feel good about yourself, about what you're doing. And of course, this is like a muscle. The more disciplined you are, the more you do, the more you will feel better about yourself. You'll be in the state of bliss, which in turn will make you want to do even more. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode. And until next time, up your game.